As the world celebrates Mental Health Day, Basic Needs Ghana is drawing attention to the importance of prioritizing issues of mental health to the level that can be compared to the developed world. The CEO of Basic Needs, Peter Yaro, in an interview with Gloria Anderson, said it is time government put more resources into mental health care. He urged family members to offer more support to persons suffering from any mental health disease. Mr. Yaro called for the construction of mental health clinics in all the 10 regions.
We are celebrating mental health in recognition that mental health or mental disorders are real, and that mental health of people is very much a part of physical health. That mental health makes one totally healthy, not just physical health alone, and that there is need for us to recognize this and celebrate our health, and for those that are not too well because they have mental disorders, to be supported to access treatment and live productive lives and play their role in society.
As Basic Needs, how would you rate Ghana's attention and priority given to mental health issues?
Ghana recognized mental health a long time ago, probably at the colonial era, and that led to the establishment of the lunatic asylum that have now turned into psychiatric hospitals. But we have not been able to make advancement and contemporary improvement in mental health in our country. So I would say, to a large extent, government and the people of Ghana recognize that mental health is an issue to deal with, but how we are dealing with it needs much to be desired, and we need to step up our efforts to ensure that we have adequate infrastructure, that mental health services are available at every level of our healthcare service provision system, that we have adequate personnel, psychiatrists, psychiatric nurses, clinical psychologists, social workers, occupational therapists, available to support people with mental health care needs, and that we have adequate infrastructure, logistics, including medicine, to help people deal with their mental illness and live productive lives. So Ghana, as it stands now in the sub-region, is doing a lot in the area of mental health. But there is still a lot more that needs to be done. And we would like to use this opportunity to commend government for its efforts so far, but also to call on government to continue to do more, because a lot of gaps exist in ensuring that people get the optimal mental health care services that they require.
Would you say the Mental Act has solved any problems? I mean, looking at the issues you have outlined.
The mental health has done us good. We all know that you only work when you have a clear policy, or you have a clear legislation. And what the Mental Health Act has done is to give a clear framework of what Ghana's mental health vision and system should look like. So it gives clarity to every actor, to every consumer of services, to every policy maker, to recognize what is required of each and every stakeholder to ensure that mental health care is at the level that we all want.
CEO of Basic Needs Ghana, Peter Yaro, talking to Gloria Anderson.